And yeah, you are now tuning into Extra Tonal. I'm Garen Fitzgerald, and tonight I got something I dug up out of the archives that I thought was pretty nifty. It's a band called Universe Zero. They're from Belgium, started off in 1974, and man, they've been releasing stuff pretty regularly ever since then. They've got releases up until 2023 at this point. And man, when I heard this album, I just started listening to it, and I was just like, okay, this is Extra Tonal. This is all kinds of classical music with like prog rock mixed in, and it's nuts. Like, these guys, they're mostly prog rock, but heavily influenced by 20th century music, 20th century like chamber music. And this album, like, it's all classical instruments with some there's some electronic stuff and there's electrical stuff in there, you know, there's guitars and basses and things, like there's drums. But what really jumped out at me is I was listening in headphones, and when you mix a song, when you're mixing some music together, one of the questions you have to ask yourself is, where is the listener? And sometimes, like for a lot of classical music, for chamber music, the listener is in the audience. And so you'll hear the musicians, like if you close your eyes, they'll sound further away. They'll sound like they're on a stage. When you listen to a lot of rock music, like again, it's mixed oftentimes like you're at a show. So things will be back a bit. But man, this album, we're going to listen to the whole thing. It's their album 1313, which is their first album from 1977. And when they mixed this, when they recorded it, when they were putting it together, I feel like this is like the precursor to ASMR sometimes. It's pretty nuts. Like, things are just so close. You are so right in the middle of everything. And sometimes the way they mixed it, it sounds like things are happening right next to your ear. And sometimes it sounds a little further away. Sometimes it's like they really took advantage of like 3D mixing in a stereo field. They were very adept at placement and instrumentation and all that jazz. And hoo boy, this album is something special. And I thought it would be a fun thing to bring in this week for a couple reasons. Apparently it's Listener Appreciation Week, so thank you. I mean, that's a little glib, but you know, there'll be more of that later. But second, Listener Appreciation Week started on my birthday. And I gotta say, this radio show, being able to do it, is kind of like the best birthday present for me. Because I love doing radio. I love being on the radio. I love sharing music. And more importantly, I love sharing weird music. And so for all y'all out there listening, I really appreciate the fact that you're tuning in. Because I like listening to weird stuff and I like to share it. And this show is all about that. And, oh, as a special bonus, we had a meeting last week and we discussed, getting the text messaging happening. And it works now. So if you're listening and you feel like sending out a text message, I will respond. I can see all the messages. I know how to use it. This is crazy. And the phone number you can text to is +1 for Canada if you are abroad. And that's 778-782-2573. Again, that's 778-782-CJSF-2573. So if you send me a text message, I will respond. And that is one of the most fun things to do about radio, is like being able to talk to the people listening. So I'm looking forward to getting a little blip here or there, and I will chat back at you. But for now, I think it's time to start playing some music, because I got a lot of music to play tonight. We're doing a full album. The first track is 15 minutes. It's called Ronde, and it's a trip. Let me just put it that way. So here we go. Universe Zero, Ronde, or Ronde? Good question. Off their album 1313. Enjoy. Thank you. That was Universe Zero. Their song Rond off the album 1313, their first album, which initially was actually an eponymous album. So it was before they remastered it and re-released it, it was actually just called Universe Zero. But yeah, that was Rond. And man, first time I listened to that track, about halfway through, when the bassoon was toot-tooting along, and all the strings and the percussion and the guitars and the bass were there. Man, it's so grungy. I love it. But there was a moment where I thought, wow, this really reminds me of, like, it makes me think of Astor Piazzolla mixed with Terry Gilliam. Like, if Terry Gilliam's brain and Astor Piazzolla's brain just melded together, I feel like this would be the music. And then I remembered there is, in fact, a Terry Gilliam film, 12 Monkeys, that uses Astor Piazzolla in the soundtrack. And I was like, oh, looks like we got an exit song. And we do. But that's for later. That's for later. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Extra Tonal. I am Garen Fitzgerald. And yeah, it's an interesting night. This band, I'm really glad I stumbled across them. This is actually not the first time I've played them. I played a couple of their tracks in previous episodes, but I never really sat down to play an entire album. And man, I've been listening to this one like all week long. It's crazy. It just keeps jumping out at me. I'm like, oh, I think it's time for some, it's time for some Universe Zero. It's time for some Universe Zero. And just so you know, it's Universe without an E at the end. Zero. Because they're Belgian. I don't know. But yeah, that's the case. And yeah, I just want to remind you all, our text line works now. So if you're listening and you feel like you got something to say about this, like you love it, you hate it, you wish there was more of it, you wish it never existed. I don't know. That's kind of black and white, but you can find a gray ground, I'm sure, if you want. Text me at 778-782-2573. That's 778-782-CJSF if you have one of those alphanumeric keypads at your disposal. But yeah, we're going to continue this show with a bit more of Universe here. We're playing this entire album, so I really do hope you like it because I love it. But I know, it's not everyone's cup of tea. But if you're on this, if you're listening to this show, if you're a modern and contemporary music aficionado or somebody who was given some kind of listening assignment and maybe it tickled your fancy somewhere. Back into your brain, you were like, wait, this is good. Maybe if you like Angine de Poitrine and you're just like, where did that come from? Well, let me tell you, this stuff is where they come from. Among other things. But like, yeah, it kind of blows my mind. This album's from 1977. And yeah, they were trying. This band was trying. They were kind of part of a movement to make people listen to more complicated music. And what a time to be alive. Yeah. My entire life, everyone said, like, wow, you should have been born like 20 years earlier. And sometimes I'm like, yeah, this is one of those times. This is one of those times. But yeah, let's get some more music going. So I'm going to play two songs next. Carabas and Dr. Patois. I really hope I'm not saying anything dirty, but who knows? I don't speak French. Or, well, Belgian, I guess. Anyway, here's some music. Thank you.